like, oh, like, why do you wear makeup? Like, who are you trying to look good for? I'm like, I don't know, I just feel better when I'm walking out the door, you know? It's just sort of like a...
But sometimes I feel like that most girls just wear makeup because they try to hide themselves a bit, because not a few girls actually dare to go out without makeup.
I'm going with
then.
I'm going to university. Like,
I'm the one who goes out every day without any makeup.
It's just like whatever.
I'm comfortable in my skin.
I don't wear a lot anymore.
Yeah.
I wear less than I did when I was younger.
Do I have?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember if I have today.
Maybe she's born with it.
Yeah, that's really
interesting. It depends on the occasion.
I think it's unfair because the guys don't wear makeup, so like we can make ourselves look better.
Maybe they would like to. I mean, like, you know, I'm so grateful for concealer. Like, I'm sure a couple guys in high school would really
grateful.
Like to be able to wear it too. Like,
actually,
you know?
They look good with like eyeliner, but like pencil.
Maybe.
It does look good.
It does make you look
good.
Yeah,
because you see sometimes actors wearing it. Mm. For example, Johnny Depp in.
Oh, yeah.
It looks so good.
It makes your eyes bigger.
Yeah.
But would you actually sexually go for Captain Jack Sparrow, or is it just this?
It'd be nice. We can like wake up, we can put our eyeliner on together. How's mine? Good. How's mine?
But see, that's another thing. Like, you would find it weird for your boyfriend to wear makeup.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Why wouldn't he? You know.
Yeah.
But then I enjoy it a bit because I see it as a privilege. How do you say that
for women?
Privilege.
Yeah.
For women to
learn English.
Because you can just tell yourself you're allowed to be the woman. You're allowed to be that. Vulnerable person who gets to
but I think
be,
that's
you know,
different for everybody, like what kind
of
role they want in a relationship and what they don't. It really makes me angry. Like, people are like, I'm a feminist and I want rights for women, so we shouldn't have to wear makeup and we shouldn't have to wear, you know, dresses and like, that's, you know, that's what makes people go shy away from the whole thing, the whole movement, because, you know, you want equality, but that doesn't, I don't want that to mean that I don't get to wear makeup because I really like it. It's fun for me, sort of.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
My boyfriend says he prefers it when I don't wear
control.
It. But I would rather wear it.
Yeah. Well,
so I don't think it's not a, like, doing it. It's you're doing it for yourself.
I think most people
say, like you said, if you're a feminist, you can't be sexy.
Like,
why not? I mean, I want to be sexy.
You can if you want to.
But actually, what is to be sexy is determined by men culture. They say, because, you know, if you go hundred years ago, not 100, but a few. The sexiest women were the fattest because they were the more healthy and more
because guys can be sexy as well, so it's it goes both ways.
I mean, I have to say I feel sexy. I don't have to change anything.
Good girl.
I love it.
No, I really is.
Do you know what? In Korea,
I want to be healthy.
Men make up as well. They went through cosmetic surgery. I'm not opposed to the idea of men wearing a bit of makeup. They are allowed to, like, take care of their lips if it gets too dry, or they can take care of their skin. It's totally fine. Sometimes it's a bit too much for both gender.